As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
This is Jared Weiss here with Mo DeKeel from The Athletic. And breaking news, Gerson Rosas is out as the head of basketball ops in Minnesota, according to our Shams Charania and John Krasinski. Stepping in his place on an interim basis is Sachin Gupta, who is a pretty well-experienced executive throughout the NBA. And most importantly, Mo created the ESPN trade machine. What the hell is going on?
The Wolves are gonna wolf? Wolves are gonna howl. Maybe
they never stop howling. Doesn't matter who owns the team.
It's always weird, Jared. I mean, this was not something I think anybody was expecting. Gerson Rosas to be removed. I mean, we saw a tweet from Ramona Shelburne with reporting from Zach Lowe that he was basically in the gym today conducting meetings. So I think it's just a weird timing. They just traded for Patrick Beverly 2 weeks ago. He's made a few moves. This just kind of seems like if this was in the works a long time ago, they did an unbelievable job keeping this quiet from everybody, including Rosas. But it really feels like something they did on a whim.
It's funny because they just had a coaching change where they fired their coach and then brought in another coach from another team without an open interview process. And now all of a sudden they're making another shock timing change, where the thing is, you would think that it would be a similar situation where if you're going to fire your GM right before training camp starts, after he just made all these trades over the last few weeks, and then you don't have a replacement for him, like your permanent replacement for him, that's what's so bizarre about it. And you know, Gupta is stepping in an interim basis. He certainly is a legit candidate to be the permanent guy. But we had our friend Jake Fisher over at Bleacher Report reporting that there's been rumblings that Elton Brand could be that person to replace Gerson Rosas, which would be really fascinating considering they're in pretty heavy negotiations over Ben Simmons throughout the summer and probably into the near future. But making this move now, unless there's some other story that we don't know about that we're going to hear soon, it just, the timing does not make sense.
I mean, of course, 6 days before training camp opens up, let's go ahead and make a massive change in our front office. It led to confusion. This was all from, a Carl Anthony Towns tweet where it was a WTF. You know, like there was just confusion all around. I don't know what to make of it, Jared. When I'm looking at it on its face and everything, I feel like this has a lot more to do with negotiations for Ben Simmons. You know, Gupta was with the Sixers under Sam Hinkie, and I think there's an element of some of that, but
he was in Houston too.
It was in Houston. Just a weird, this whole thing's just weird. And that's typical for the Minnesota Timberwolves, apparently.
So I guess, what do you think of what Rosas did so far? I mean, they were pretty early into, he didn't have that much time to implement his vision.
2 years.
Yeah.
2 years, and he just got the coach he finally wanted in Chris Finch. And if you go and look at the Wolves season, once they hired Chris Finch, their offense began to take off. You know, it got much more exciting there. There was Anthony Edwards began to pop a lot more. Carl Anthony Towns was still in and out of the lineup, but he was getting a lot out of them offensively. We're just going to ignore the defense altogether. But he was beginning to put together the team. right? He got his head coach. It's 2 years is not a lot of time for a general manager, especially when you have to kind of start figuring out how you're going to make moves and so on. It didn't work out all that clearly. They just did the introductory press conference with Beverly like a few days ago. You know, like, it's just so weird for how this whole thing has shaken out. I can't wait for John Krasinski to give us the whole inside story.
Oh, we'll have that on The Athletic for sure. And I guess just quickly, it's funny you mentioned Pat Bev, because that was a move that kind of shows this team is trying to move forward, that this team isn't trying to just scrap for parts as much as possible and open up every avenue and, you know, really like Sixers process this thing like they were maybe a year before that. So it just seems bizarre that you would then presumably try to start over to a degree with a new GM, unless, of course, the reason for this is that it's about the Ben Simmons trade or some other type of superstar trade they can make to reshape their franchise.
Yeah, and I think that'll be the thing. We'll kind of know depending on how the Ben Simmons negotiations go. I think, again, it has to be tied to that. That's the only explanation I can possibly make.
All right, well, there will be an explanation at some point. John Krasinski and our team at The Athletic will certainly have it covered for you, so be sure to read over there and stay tuned on The Athletic NBA Show, where I'm sure we'll be talking about this plenty more in the future.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.